two things: a rate hike by the Fed and predictions of no recession. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 26th day of July. Thanks for being here. And a special call out to our longtime sponsor, Taro International, who today is celebrating 30 years of helping people achieve, lead, and outclass. Well done. In other news from today, the Congressional Budget Office has a different take on the economy. Automakers unite on charging stations. More folding phones and bending screens are coming. Allstate Insurance is in some hot water in North Carolina. Travel perks from Walmart? Say it ain't so. We've got the Wall Street Report and how seasonal workers are taming inflation. For the interview, you'll meet entrepreneur Danae Johnson, who helps executives improve their professional and personal life. How? We'll let her tell you. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're with us again today. Want to follow us on Twitter? You can do that at IOB_NewsHour and on Threads at Insight on Business. On Wednesday, the central bank raised the prime interest rate by 25 basis points to a 22-year high, and Jerome Powell said the Fed is leaving the door open for more rate hikes. Meanwhile, Powell said he does not see inflation falling to 2%. That would be the target of the central bank until 2025. Also, Powell said the Fed does not see a recession in the future for the U.S. Meanwhile, the Congressional Budget Office has a different take on the economy and unemployment. The CBO reported that economic and job growth so far this year has been stronger than forecast back in February, but an updated outlook sees parts of the economy as weakening through 2024. The latest 10-year budget and economic outlook from the nonpartisan office shows how difficult it is to figure out exactly where the United States is going in the wake of the pandemic. Many economists and investors were caught off guard as Federal Reserve interest rate increases intended to combat high inflation have not led to mass layoffs and a recession. Rather, growth and hiring have stayed relatively solid. The CBO said it expects rates to continue to rise, as well as slower growth in the gross domestic product for the rest of this year and unemployment reaching 4.7% by the end of next year. All of that had the market seesawing in late afternoon trading, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Well, it's them against Tesla. The Associated Press is reporting that seven major automakers say they're joining forces to build a North American electric vehicle charging network that would rival Tesla's and nearly double the number of fast charging plugs in the U.S. and in Canada. General Motors, BMW, Honda, Hyundai, Kia, Mercedes, and Stellantis said they're going to share in a multi-billion-dollar investment to build high-power charging stations with at least 30,000 plug-in urban areas and along travel corridors by 2030. The dramatic move is intended to speed up the adoption of electric vehicles, allaying fears that chargers will not be available for long-distance travel. And in addition, used EVs are seeing some major price drops of up to 28%. That, according to iccars.com. Hey, remember the flip phone? Sure you do. And these new folding phones are all the rage, and Samsung is betting they're going to continue to be a huge part of the market. The AP is reporting that Samsung Electronics has unveiled two foldable smartphones as it continues to bet on devices with bending screens. It's a budding market that's yet to fully take off because of high prices. The clamshell-designed Galaxy Z Flip 5 and Galaxy Z Fold 5, that's a larger device that opens and folds like a book, will be available for pre-orders starting July 26 in certain markets, including the U.S. and South Korea. Built with a 6.7-inch and 7.6-inch main screens, the phones have bigger displays than Samsung's previous folding devices and are equipped with more advanced cameras, providing crisper visuals and more features for work text and video chats, movies, and even games. Designed to be compact and easy to carry, the Flip 5 is also built with a 3.4-inch cover screen that allows it to be used folded in half. All this technology, it all comes with a hefty price tag. In the United States, Flip 5 will start at around $1,000, while the Fold 5 is set to start at $1,800. You know, many states offer lucrative incentives to companies who relocate and build offices in their new area. But there's often a catch, and that catch has to do with jobs. Well, now Allstate may see a clawback of incentive cash in North Carolina because the company failed to create enough jobs. The deal was that Allstate had to create 2,200 jobs in Charlotte, but that did not happen 6 years after the incentive agreement was reached. Meanwhile, the insurance company said rapid expansion of remote work has made reaching that in-person jobs requirement impracticable. The State Economic Investment Committee agreed to end a 2017 incentives agreement with Allstate, which could have resulted into up to $17.8 million in cash grants had it met job creation goals. Well, here's something for you. It's brand new. Walmart is dangling travel perks if you become a Walmart Plus member. Bloomberg is reporting that starting this week, Walmart Plus members can get back 5% of their spending on hotels, car rentals, and vacation activities in the form of Walmart cash, which can be redeemed for U.S. currency or spent with a retailer at stores or online. Members get 2% back on flights bought through Walmart Plus, according to the company's website. Travel reservations are empowered by Expedia Group. The travel benefits expand Walmart's dive into broaden the appeal of its membership plan, which also includes free shipping on orders of more than $35, gasoline discounts, and access to the Paramount Plus streaming service. Last week, Walmart said it would offer memberships to people on government assistance at half off the price of $98 a year, or $12.95 a month. Half price if you're on government assistance. Write that down. Wall Street ended the day mixed, but with the Dow ending in the green for the 13th day in a row, it's the best winning streak since 1987. The blue chips gained 82 points to close at 35,520, while the NASDAQ fell by 17 points to finish the day at 14,127, and the S&P 500 fell fractionally, closing at 45,66. At news time, West Texas Intermediate crude was off by 70 cents at $78.92 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this is an interesting look at how an influx of seasonal workers is helping tamp down inflation. The New York Times is reporting that the Federal Reserve's battle against inflation is benefiting from an influx of seasonal workers. How's this happen? Well, as companies tap into a growing pool of immigrants, the steady stream of job applicants helps keep the labor market from overheating. Conversely, a labor shortage would likely cause wages to rise and companies to charge more for their products, fueling inflation. One example, for example, is Weekender, which runs 7 hotels in New York's Adirondack Mountains, and it was able to hire 6 visa workers for the summer, 2 more than last year. The labor market is also getting a boost from the return of 2 demographic groups, women in their prime working years and people with disabilities. Now you know. All right, stay with us and click ahead for a conversation with entrepreneur Danae Johnson and how her company helps executives grow both professionally and personally. Thanks for listening.